Hello and welcome to the Bank on Dividends podcast. My name is Banky and I will be your guide into the wonderful world of dividend investing. This week we are officially in the second half of 2021 and markets are tiptoeing higher. Robinhood revealed it lost $1.4 billion to the GameStop chaos earlier this year as it filed for IPO or initial public offering. Robinhood has also been ordered to pay $70 million for outages and misleading customers in the largest ever FINRA penalty in US history. Also, the source code for the internet, the World Wide Web, was sold on Wednesday as a non-fungible token or NFT for $5.4 million. Meanwhile, Facebook became the youngest company to hit a $1 trillion valuation, while senior officials from 130 countries have agreed to overhaul the global tax system to ensure that big companies like Facebook and Amazon pay their fair share of tax wherever they operate. And finally, Binance, the world's biggest crypto exchange by volume, last weekend ran into obstacles and bans in Japan, the UK, Taiwan and the Canadian province of Ontario. But remember, no matter what's happening in the markets, you can always bank on dividends. Let's do a quick shout out before we get started. This week's shout out goes out to all the international listeners out there. I appreciate you so much. Thank you for listening from Italy, the Caribbean, Australia, the USA and all the countries you're listening from. Thank you so much. Whether you're in the UK or outside the UK, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bank on Dividends. Let me know where you're listening from and let's keep each other motivated on our dividend investment journeys. Thank you. Today's episode is titled Baby Steps Achieve More. When building a dividend portfolio you can bank on. Fun fact, did you know that you will never learn things as fast as you did when you were a baby? Babies are little supercomputers, unconsciously learning all the time. For many, investing can be intimidating, even with many of today's user-friendly apps and platforms. Nobody wants to lose their hard-earned money, and some goals can seem unachievable. But just like a baby, your early days of investing are when you learn the most. This is why baby steps are so important and why they can help you achieve more. Here are five things you can learn from a baby. Number one, babies have no fear. Have you ever noticed that babies will climb on anything or play with anything? Why is that? Because they haven't experienced anything to teach them otherwise. So they have no fear. Likewise, many people have never invested before, yet they have been taught to have an irrational fear of losing everything, when really, there's nothing stopping you from investing successfully. Just because you've never done it before doesn't mean you're destined to fail. The truth is that as long as you're not completely careless, you're unlikely to lose absolutely all your money when investing. You'd have to be extremely unlucky. Isn't it odd that many people are happy to gamble their money on sporting events and lottery tickets with no fear at all, even though they are far more likely to lose their money? But when it comes to investing, they become super fearful at the prospect of putting their money to work with the aim of earning them more money. Babies know very little about the world, yet they don't fear success. So why should you? Number two, babies get support. We praise and support babies for literally everything they do. It doesn't really matter what it is. It could be a smile or funny noise or literally anything. A baby will get support and love in doing so. Unfortunately, at some point in our lives, this level of support stops and slowly turns the other way. By the time we become adults, most new things we want to do will receive some level of discouragement or criticism. Whether that's starting your own business, learning a new skill, or investing to better yourself and your life. It's sad, but it's true. Let's look into why babies get support to walk, to talk, or to do almost anything. The answer is because it is expected of them. Everyone wants to see a baby walking and talking or whatever. So naturally, they get support to do what is considered normal and is expected of them. But society at large doesn't expect you to start investing or striving for financial freedom. Investing is not considered normal. You may seem very odd spending your money to buy stocks just to receive a dividend, which is a fraction of the price you paid for the stock. You are expected just to want a normal financial life for yourself. So don't be surprised when you don't get support for your investment journey, because nobody expected you to have one in the first place. Learn to appreciate support when you get it, but never expect it. Number 3, babies take it slow. Every baby is different, and every baby develops at its own pace. To a baby, what's going on in the world and what others are doing simply doesn't matter. When building your portfolio, you need to take it slow. For example, if your goal is to have £12,000 in dividend income annually or £1,000 a month, first focus on receiving just £1 a month, and then £10 a month, and then £50 a month, and then £100 a month, and then so on and so on and so on until you get to your goal. Try your best not to compare yourself with others and what they are doing. It's not a race. Grow your confidence, your portfolio, and your knowledge at a pace that is sustainable for you. Sometimes you may be able to leap forward, and other times you may have to slow down. Remember that you can't run before you walk, you can't walk before you crawl, and you can't crawl before you can roll over. Progress is better than perfection. Making lots of small steps will eventually get you where you want. Things like opening an account, writing down your goals, and putting some money aside are all small steps, but they build momentum. Just make sure you keep taking the next step, no matter how small. Babies break things down into so many small steps that we often don't even notice, and it seems like they make a huge jump in their development, but really, they've been working on it for a long time. If you do the same, and you break things down into very small steps, before you know it, you'll be looking back at how much progress you've actually made. Number 4, babies keep trying. It's normal to have setbacks when investing. It's not always going to go your way. Babies fall over all the time, and they can get upset over anything or sometimes seemingly nothing. What's important is that before long, babies forget, they move on, and they go back to being babies. This is exactly the attitude that all investors need. No matter what setbacks, market trends, or economic circumstances we experience, we have to be able to dust ourselves off and keep going. Cry if you need to, but when you're done crying, get back to investing. If you made a mistake, learn from the mistake. Every failure is another step on the ladder to your success. Even when things are going well, keep trying to get better. Don't be contented with the fact that you've reached a certain portfolio value or a certain goal. There's no limit to your improvement. Can you imagine a baby only crawling and never ever trying to walk? It wouldn't take you very long to realize something was wrong, right? Therefore, your willingness to keep trying is a key factor in your portfolio's health. Number 5, babies keep growing. This one is obvious. Babies don't stay babies for very long. They become toddlers, then children, then teenagers, and eventually adults. The same is true of your portfolio. It has to continue growing. Reinvesting your dividends is one way to ensure your portfolio continues growing. You should also experience some capital appreciation or profits from your portfolio over time. However, you should consider making continual, regular contributions into your investments. How you should manage your portfolio and how you determine what stage your portfolio is in of its portfolio life cycle depends on your goals. You have to keep growing your knowledge and therefore your confidence as your portfolio value grows. Unlike babies, your portfolio growth is not guaranteed. You have to put in the work to feed your portfolio with your time and your money and your energy. You have no choice but to look after your portfolio, because one day your portfolio will look after you. So what takeaways do we have from today? First, don't be paralyzed by fear. You've got this and you can do this. Second, you're not a baby, so don't expect to be supported like one. Do what you got to do regardless. Take it slow. You're not racing anyone, so take your time to get it right. Keep trying, because every failure is a step closer to success. And finally, keep growing your portfolio, keep growing your knowledge, and keep growing yourself. Next time, we talk about why our expectations are often wrong and what makes us over and underestimate returns and growth when building a portfolio you can bank on. Thank you. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bank on Dividends if you like what you heard today, or you just have a question to ask me, or you want to give me some feedback. Thank you all for listening. My name is Banky, and remember, no matter what happens in the markets, you can always bank on dividends.
The views expressed in this podcast are meant solely for inspiration and entertainment purposes. Nothing stated in this podcast should be considered financial, economic, legal, accounting, or tax advice. Dividends are never guaranteed. This recording does not address all risks. No comments made in this podcast should be considered as an endorsement for any investment or investment strategy. This recording should not be considered as an offer or solicitation to sell, buy or subscribe to any financial instruments or product, securities or any derivative instrument. All data used is believed to be valid and accurate on the date it is first published and is presented on an as-is basis and is subject to change without notice. Listeners should seek their own financial, tax, legal, regulatory and other advice regarding the appropriateness or otherwise of investing in any investments and or pursuing any investment strategies. Any decision made by a party after listening to this recording shall be on the basis of its own research and not be influenced or based on any view expressed in this podcast. You will solely bear the responsibility for any investment you make and liability for any loss arising from the use of all information provided.